Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this evening's edition of Trend Dead Redemption 2 Online. Join the Zeit Gang posse if you're playing on PS4. Whatever title, brought to you by me right now, because I'm about to hop on Red Dead Redemption. And also, I'm thrilled to be joined by Lil Yammy, Lil Zammy, Zamboni herself, Yammy Lofty, Jamie Loftus.
Hi.
And we were just talking, we're talking games, because you said the Blunt King, the Blunt Prince, the Boy Blunt Prince of East LA, Isaac, was also playing the Jedi game that I put down because it was getting too hard. But then Core started and I should go back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He will tell you it's not easy. It's not just a button masher game. You got to think like a Jedi.
It looks, he's been getting really into it. I don't know. I don't know shit about stuff like that, but he's been on the Star Wars game. And then sometimes I could be like, hey, let's take a break. Let's take a breather. Let's do some crash racing. And then he gets back into it. I love crash racing.
Some crash racing. Maybe, hey, why don't you get those cute buns in the kitchen? Make me an egg.
Oh, my, yeah. Yeah. Before you can be a Padawan, you got to make me egg.
Make me egg. Yeah, that's how, before you get your Padawan learner's braid, which every Padawan has, that little mini, I went to Cancun and
your
somebody braided
tail.
My hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make Jamie an egg.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about trends, not how to get your Padawan learner's braid. And let's look at what is trending right now, aside from these young ass kids outside my window acting like there's not a fucking pandemic going on.
No way, really? Things have been so up and down in my neighborhood. One day everyone's like, we're having a barbecue. The next day they're like, we're once again afraid for our lives. Yeah. But that's just how California's been acting.
I get it. If I was 22, I literally thought I knew everything at age 22. Like, mm-hmm. I could not be told anything. So do what you got to do, kids. Anyway, we digress. Jeff Bezos is trending because we're going to love this.
Possible reason.
Holy
the worst
shit.
Possible
He's,
reason.
It's basically become entirely feasible, possible, that he becomes the world's first trillionaire.
Yeah, they said that he's on track, first of all, to become the world's first trillionaire by 2026. It's so bleak.
Oh my God.
He's made so much money off the pandemic, which goes without saying, like, but he's made an absurd, like, yeah. I think that... The piece I was reading about it last night was like, in February, Amazon stocks were trading somewhere around 1,200. Now they're at over 2,000 just a couple of months later because of how it's bleak.
Yeah.
And some people are coming at this story being like, wow, a real American dream. And you're just like, you've missed the point. Where have you been?
Think about
Think about the people who are in like the C-suite at Amazon who have left in protest because they're like, you're actually firing activist workers in these warehouses that are advocating for the safety of our own employees. I quit. So yeah. Jeff Bezos keeping it trill in 2026. Next up is Blacklight. Now, I don't know if you saw this video. It was popping over the weekend. Yeah. And then now I think it's reached like USA Today levels of viral. Because there was this special on Japanese TV on channel NHK, which is like the national broadcasting company there. They did an experiment where they're basically showing how easily germs spread in a restaurant, just in a restaurant context, if someone has any kind of illness. So it's like this video basically shows all these people in like a set up restaurant with cameras and stuff. And a few people like would spray like on their hands, like this sort of like white liquid that would disappear, but would appear under a black light. And those people would represent anyone who had like COVID germs. And so they sent those people around the restaurant. They're interacting with silverware, serving trays, like, you know, it's like a buffet style thing, talking to people, socializing. And then at the end, everyone just went on about their time, like as if they didn't have to worry and didn't wash their hands. They turned the black lights on and you just see like people have white all over their face, on their shirts. It's all over the cups. It's all over the things, just to be like, hey, this is just a visualization on how these things spread on surfaces and why this isn't a joke or a game. Like, we get that we had to show you black light, but this is what it is.
I respect the fact that they made that video, but
yeah,
to quote the great Valerie Cherish, I do not want to see that.
I think it's just an important thing. I think you or I, we respect germs enough to say that, like, yeah, I think I'll keep it tidy and I understand what's at risk. I think for some people, they just have to be, they have to see this version to be like, oh, right. To be like, right.
You
should wash your hands.
I'm all for a terrifying visual example if it gets people to stay at home.
Fortunately, we don't need them because we learn our lessons without the horrifying
visuals. That's my reward for actually staying at home is I don't have to watch that video.
Speaking of horrible visuals, Percy Jackson is trending.
What is Percy Jackson? Do you
fuck? I was gonna ask you what the fuck Percy Jackson is.
No, this series totally missed me. There's like I was the right age for it when it came out, but there's a few series that kind of all clump together for me. Two of which are gonna be on Disney Plus: Percy Jackson and Artemis Fowl. I know that they're pretty different series. I know I read a few of each book, but they're just I don't know. It's just like mid-aughts mishmash to me.
Yeah. For me, mid-aughts, talk about mid lost my mind on drugs during those years. So the last thing I was doing was sitting down with a kid's fantasy book, unless I was tripping or something. I'm like, I just need something easy, man. I need something easy.
There's also something called Aragon. There was definitely, those books were long as shit, and I could not tell you one thing that happens. I thought it was pronounced, there was a movie from Aragon, but I thought it was pronounced E-Ragon, and because it's spelled like E-Dragons. Email dragons. Yeah. I don't know.
E-cigarettes. Because I know there was a movie. That's when I first, I'm like, I know Percy Jackson. I thought at first this was about
time
a fictitious.
Ago, I think.
I thought it was about a fictitious soul singer in the 60s. That's what I thought Percy
Jackson.
Oh, that
Jackson would be
was.
Way better than what it is.
I would watch that.
It's some kid with a haircut. Yep.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Let me see this screenplay real quick. Who's the main character? Is this kid Percy Jackson? Right, he got a haircut?
But when I say kid with haircut and then you see the picture, you're like, oh, yeah. It is kind of
it's like
a
strong choice.
It's got, yeah, it's a, because when did the movie come out? The movie came out and directed by Chris Columbus.
2010.
Yeah, the haircut is really giving away the year it came out. It's a haircut.
Truly now, like, I think this is, I often just doing the show, like, I find out about things that I'm so, have completely just not, I've not interacted because of my age.
Yeah,
and
Steve,
like, when I look,
Steve Coogan is Hades.
What? He was Hades in that one?
Steve Coogan was Hades. Sean Bean was Zeus. I'm learning all this too. Rosario.
Thin-lipped Zeus?
Rosario Dawson as Persephone. You're just like, all right, what?
Okay.
Uma Thurman as Medusa. That sounds fun.
Wait, this is who is going to be in the film? This is in the film, right?
No, this was the 2010 Chris Columbus movie.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So the childrens are excited. So I'm glad everyone is feeling great. The final trend, I think, is just funny because it just shows how stupid and petty the culture wars get on Twitter. Because these three things are trending right now. There's hashtag Obamagate. There's hashtag Obamagate.
No.
And hashtag Obama great. Obama great is my favorite evolutionary point in this stupid hashtag war.
The galaxy brain.
Oh my God. So Obamagate was Trump and the right's like attempt to try and act like he had done something by pointing out Michael Flynn's crimes as president of the United States. And that was supposed to be his Watergate or Obamagate. And then there was Obamagate, where everyone is just talking about like just trolling the people who use the Obamagate thing to be like, no. What about this thing your president's doing? Whatever. And then we have Obamagate about how great he is.
That's like the camp of people that have like a mug being like, I miss him.
Yeah.
That's a very specific vibe.
I miss Percy Jackson, I think. I think I'm going to build.
I miss Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the Lightning Thief. That is also such a long title for a movie. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the Lightning Thief. Say it five times fast. That's my challenge.
What's the longest movie title ever?
Ooh, I don't know. I can't stop thinking of all. There were so many mid-aughts fantasy series that are now like flooding my brain. Because Artemis Fowl might be good in spite of Josh Gad. I don't know.
Yeah, the first one I felt like my first instinct is the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford is probably the most I can think. Otherwise, or Precious based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
That's the thing. Yeah. How long was the name for the Guardians of Ga'Hoole?
Okay, so like let me tell you this.
Pretty long.
There are plenty of films I have not heard of from the 60s. There's a film from the 60s called Night of the Day of the Dawn of the Sun of the Bride of the Return of the Revenge of the Terror of the Attack of the Evil Mutant Hellbound Flesh-Eating Subhumanoid Zombified Living Dead Part 3.
Uh-huh.
That same construction, that's the longest title, according to IMDb. The second longest is Part 5 of that series. Then the films I can start remembering. Okay, then number 5, Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Dr. Strangelove is listed as just Dr. Strangelove in IMDb, but doesn't have the full or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah.
Then Chronicles of Narnia, Lion and Witch of the Wardrobe.
Oh, that's not that. That's not. I'm looking at, this is just, I mean, this isn't very long, but the title that popped into my head is both a mid-aughts forgotten fantasy series, a shitty movie, and a weird title. Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole. Do you remember?
Owls of Ga'Hoole, yeah.
Yeah, what Guardians of Ga'Hoole. Also 2010.
Jeez.
Directed by Zack Snyder. Release the Snyder cut of Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole. While you're at it.
Cowards! Yeah, I think at that time, 2010, I was in the midst of my political career using alcohol to go to sleep to forget that I was just like perpetuating like the human crushing machine that is like politics.
I can't wait for your memoirs. You know, you didn't miss much with Ga'Hoole. And I think I'm saying Ga'Hoole because that's how the owls say it. And it's really annoying how the owl, they're like, it's Ga'Hoole. Like they hit really hard.
Easy. It's Ga'Hoole. Right. Yeah. It's Ga'Hoole. All right. I've been living here for 40 years. It's Ga'Hoole. I've been saying it like this for my whole life.
Release the Snyder cut of Ga'Hoole.
Exactly. All right, well, while Jamie and I endeavor to try and get Zack Snyder's attention to release the Snyder cut of we will take our leave. Jamie, thanks for hanging out and talking some trends. We will talk to y'all. See you guys in the morrow. Please please be safe with each. Please be safe. Please treat each other with kindness. You know, as much as you can. It's very hard out here, but a little bit of kindness goes a very long way in any direction, even if it's to yourself. So please, just today's challenge: be kind. Rewind. All right, talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.